Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Ontex's third quarter results conference call. This call is being recorded. Today's call will be hosted by Jacques Pernaut, Chief Finance Officer, and Steven van den Bogaert, Finance Director. Following the opening comments, a copy of today's announcement is available on www.ontexglobal.com. I would now like to hand the call over to Jacques Pernaut. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. So, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to all of you on our call to review the Ontex Quarter 3 results. I will first take you through the key highlights of the performance and also come back to some aspects of our strategy, which were presented at the GS Leverage Finance Conference in October. And then I will hand over to Steven, who is going to take you through all the detailed financials. So if we move on to the slide 5 for the key highlights, we can say for sure that quarter 3 is a very good quarter, in line or even slightly above expectations. Reported sales come at almost 300 million, so 18.5% increase versus prior. Now, we must highlight two important factors influencing the sales, obviously. One positive is the Serenity acquisition, which contributed almost 36 million sales in quarter 3. And on the negative side, a currency impact. So if we compare like for like, our quarter 3 sales, excluding Serenity and currency impact, are at almost 360 million. So 11.2% increase versus prior, which is a very good performance, again, like for like. And the first 9 months, again, like for like, our sales are up 8.1%. Also, very good performance. Bottom line, we delivered 45.5 million adjusted EBITDA in quarter 3, which is 36% increase year over year, despite 7.5 million of adverse currency in the quarter. In the first 9 months, we achieved 128 million adjusted EBITDA, so 17% increase year on year, and again, despite 16 million adverse currency over these 9 months. So all, as you see, these are really very good performance. Talking about free cash flow, we delivered 21.2 million in quarter 3 compared with 10.6 million in the quarter 3 last year. And for the first 9 months, the free cash flow amounts to 52 million. You will have more details later in the presentation from Steven. We can see that our cash generation continues to improve, and we have just repaid 10 million of our RCF in November, which is, I think, a very good sign of this cash generation improvement. Our net debt end of September was 872 million and the available liquidity 124 million. If we move on and look on the slide 6, the trading environment, we can say it has been very much in line with our expectations. First, on the macroeconomics, as already said, we had negative impact of currencies, whilst raw material traded in line with expectation, with also a positive impact of the US dollar weakness. On the currency side, worth to know that we have implemented forward currency hedge covering mid-September to end December 2013 period. If we now look at the market, first, we can say that KC opportunity is now almost fully reallocated, and Ontex has captured at least its fair share of it. Next to this, we have seen the usual seasonality effect in Middle East Africa with lower summer trading. And finally, we can say on the promo pricing front that there is nothing spectacular to mention. Moving on to slide 7, Here we have an update of some of our key projects of 2013. First one, Recklinghausen. We can now say it's history, as we are finishing to redeploy all the lines, and it should be completely done by year-end. Pakistan. In Pakistan, we have made great progress, and we have now our first line being out of test phase and producing first-choice products. So we can say we are in production in Pakistan. Serenity, also progressing according to plans in all areas, be it integration, trading, synergies. Even on factoring, we have made good progress towards our objective. Healthcare, in Q2, we announced that we were rationalizing our client and product portfolio in order to improve the margins, and this is what we have continued to do in Q3. And then finally, the efficiency programs, what we call our continuous improvement, are delivering according to plans. Before moving into the classic detailed financials, I want to draw your attention to some of the key strategic aspects of Ontex's future journey. As I said, they were already presented at the GS conference, and I'd like now to share it with you. So on slide 8, you can see what I would call the Ontex operating framework. At the bottom of the slide, you can see the solid foundations we are building upon. First, you see we have now an optimized industrial footprint, and I just told you about Recklinghausen being history now. Next to it, we have implemented strong customer service focus within our supply chain, and this is widely recognized by our customers. Third, we can count on our R&D capabilities. 5 centers focused on developing new concepts and supporting customer requests. All of these being supported by a robust financial framework with strong financial discipline. When you look then at the top of the slide, you can see the 3 growth drivers on which we will put more focus. First, incontinence. It's a typical non-discretionary category with growth linked to underlying demographics evolution. In this field, we can say that the Serenity acquisition has been a clear milestone. Then the emerging markets. Our very strong Middle East Africa operating base is delivering double-digit sales growth and can be now leveraged to accelerate whilst having a special attention to margins. Then the branding. We want to leverage branding to deliver additional value both for retailers' brands and for all local brands. I'm going to give you some more examples later on in the presentation. Moving on to slide 9, you can see that as a result of focusing on the growth drivers, we will drive top-line growth through volume and increase value proposition. On volumes, we want to be present in the right markets like Middle East Africa and categories like Inco and consolidate our market share. Regarding value proposition, we want to deploy an integrated approach with our customers through account and category management. And we want to increase the value proposition of our product via innovation, very important, and targeted marketing. So we can say it's about growing the size of the pie and getting at least our fair share of this growth. Now moving on to slide 10, we have here 2 examples of leveraging the value of local brands. On the left side, you see in retail, with Çin Bebe, we have been able in Turkey to position our products between P&G and retailer's brand, and as such to benefit from better pricing. Which means, for example, that we have only a 15% discount to P&G, which is great. In healthcare, on the right side, you can see we have built an ID umbrella brand with two personalities, which allow cross-sales opportunities between channels. Important message, important point to highlight, we do it through targeted initiatives, mostly below the line, and we always assess very carefully the cost-impact ratio of all the activities and initiatives we have. So now, a word about organization. It's on slide 11. In order to achieve our goals, we have put in place a more optimized structure. First, as the market dynamics are quite different and deserve special focus, we are implementing a separate approach in retail between mature and growth markets. So we have now split the division in two divisions. Second, as we see opportunities in our manufacturing network utilization, we have put focus on the supply chain with a dedicated chief procurement and supply chain officer function. We have also new roles reporting into the CEO in marketing, category management, and account management. And this in order to implement the integrated approach with our customers I was just referring to a little bit before. You can also see we have now a HR group to lead our people agenda. Because obviously, all these changes, this journey, this transformation is also need to be supported by people, and our people agenda is critical. Then, if you look at R&D and quality, they were always key and now get even more focused by reporting into the CEO. Talking about organization, I think it's also the right time to announce that Steven van den Bogaert, who you know and who is with me here for the rest of the call, has accepted to take on the new role of finance director of our biggest division, the retail mature markets. This is a key role for Ontex, and Steven, with his deep knowledge of the business, will be instrumental with his GM in moving the division to the next level of growth and profitability. Talking about Steven, I will now hand him over to him to take you through the detailed financial. Steven, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Jacques, for kind words, and good afternoon, everybody on the other side of the line. Allow me to take you through the quarter three financials, starting at slide 13, where we traditionally show the breakdown of our net sales evolution between divisions, categories, and geographical areas. And broadly speaking, we are showing here the same trends as we have been showing since the beginning of the year. So in short, relative to a very impressive growth across the piece, starting with the divisions, so again in retail, an uplift of 10.3% in sales compared to the same quarter prior year, which is clearly largely driven by the KC opportunity, but there's also additional business that we have taken on in femcare and incontinence. Healthcare, impressive growth, 53.6%, obviously driven to a large extent by the acquisition of Serenity, which Jacques early mentioned, adding about 36 million of additional top line, but also excluding Serenity at constant currency, there is a growth that we show here of about 3% which is more or less in line with market evolution. On Middle East Africa, there we continue to show impressive growth. If you look at constant currency, that would have been 13%. Now, here we see an important impact coming from currencies because, as reported, the impact is, or the increase is 2.6%, which is still good. But there is clearly an element, if we compare to prior quarters, of seasonality. And although anticipated, we see that effect becoming more and more important as we are selling more to, I would say, more hot areas and also, with all due respect, less developed countries. All in all, still a good performance across the piece. Looking at the different categories on baby care, an increase of just under 10%. Here, again, an impact coming from currencies. It would have been 14.7 at constant currency. Again, clearly driven by KC opportunity, but there's also the impact of additional baby care business that we enjoy in the Middle East Africa region. On the fem care side, I would say impressive growth numbers, although we said about a year ago that it was a very difficult marketplace with a lot of free capacity. We have succeeded in picking up considerable additional business, whether it's at new customers or range extensions at existing customers. Here in the quarter, we show an uplift of just under 12%, including currency effect. And continence, excluding Serenity, 4.3%, which is, again, in line with market evolution. And then on the geographical side, again, I would say almost in the meanwhile, a traditional number where Western Europe and Eastern Europe are growing between 9 and 12% at constant currency. The rest of the world, and excluding Serenity, sorry, rest of the world growing with 18%, absent currency effects, but here you see the impact of currency, which reduces the impact or the growth from 18% to just over 7%. Moving on to slide 14, where we look at the P&L, sales ending just under 380 million, which is an uplift of 18.5% compared to prior year. Also, at constant currency, as mentioned before, here again, you clearly see the impact of that adverse effect, which would have ended sales at 392, or an uplift of 22%. And also mentioned before, the impact of Serenity, excluding Serenity and excluding currencies, that would have meant an uplift compared to prior quarter or the same quarter prior year of over 11%. Gross profits, I would say even more good news there, because we here show an uplift of over 3% with a gross profit of 26.8 in this quarter. There is the next slide. On the next slide, there is more information on the OPEX, which I will come back to. And we have recorded an adjusted EBITDA of 45.5%, which is considerably up from where we were the same period last year, with over 36%. And again, sad to say, impact from currencies, which would have caused adjusted EBITDA to be 53 million, absent any of those adverse effects. Now, it's been already a while that there is an important uplift on the OPEX side, and we thought it would be helpful to show some more detail on this, which you find back on the next slide. If you compare year over year, specifically quarter three, the uplift is about 15 million. So it goes up from 49.1 to 64.1. And the main driver, with over half of the effect, is coming from the Serenity acquisition. So there's clearly an impact coming from top line and bottom line, but there's also an important impact in euro terms on the OPEX side of that part of the business. So that explains, or that is explained by the gray box on the right side, explaining or adding up to the 64.1. On top of that, there are a number of other items that explain the uplift. Most of them you are aware of. On the G&A side, there is now specifically in the quarter the impact of the management transition, where there was some costs left here in quarter three from Michael and Chris's efforts in the past, there was already a big chunk of the new management that was on board. So some double costs here and the quarter specifically. And on the sales and marketing side, we are continuing to invest both in marketing to support what Jacques explained earlier on the branded side, but there's also continuous investment in people and the sales force to make absolutely sure that we have the right people in the right place to further support our growth, which is, by the way, not only focused on our growth markets. And then on the distribution side, well, the increase here is predominantly driven by additional volumes, and also, as we have mentioned before, we are now shipping products to more remote areas, which obviously has an impact on the euro costs. And there's also the impact of shipping to more complex customers, of which home delivery and healthcare would be a good example. So these are the main drivers for the uplift and the OPEX number quarter over quarter. Moving further down into the P&L, slide 16, we would say that the most important parts here to mention is the non-recurring expenses, 2 million in this quarter, largely driven by the Serenity integration. The 5.2 prior year was mainly driven by the Recklinghausen project. And further down, P&L operating profit ending this quarter at 35.3, a 73% uplift from the 20.4 we showed the same quarter prior year. A few words on free cash flow, ending this quarter at 21.2. As mentioned before, this is largely up from the 10.6 we had in quarter three prior year. And if you go more into detail, there is again an important outflow coming from working capital. Now, the main driver for this outflow is again Serenity. You will remember that a part of the receivables was left behind at Artana, the seller of Serenity, and this is now in the process of being fully built up in quarter two and quarter three, and is expected or will stabilize in quarter four. So 16.3 million of working capital outflow. Serenity, biggest part. The other side, we also are already talking for a while about inventories, and these have started to decrease in quarter three, as we had expected and communicated earlier. The cash taxes in the quarter 1.2, and CapEx 6.8. On the CapEx side, 6.8, this is in line with what we communicated earlier, so you already see a reduction from where we were in quarter one and quarter two. We are now, first 9 months, totaling a 33.5 million outflow, and we stick to the earlier communicated guidance of around 40 million spent cash out for the full year. A couple of words on available liquidity and also on factoring. We ended the quarter, or we ended September, with a cash on balance of 69 million, which is about 16 million higher than what we ended up with in 2012. The RCF at the end of September was for 55 million available, giving a total available liquidity of 124 million. And in the meanwhile, now beginning November, an additional 10 million of the RCF has been repaid. So, which leaves us with 10 million to be repaid on the RCF, then giving us a total availability again of 75. On the factoring side, we have in total 175 million of available facility, 125, which I would call the base facility under which we were operating, and then another 50 million, which additionally came on top of the 125 after acquiring Serenity, and is now being put in place, or was put in place, with two financial institutions in Italy. Out of this 175, 120.4 million of receivables were sold at the end of September, 106 base, and then the rest is linked to the Serenity business. And then the last slide on the financials talks about the net debt bridge, where we have an increase compared to end of last year or beginning of this year, from 793.8 to 872.5. The biggest driver obviously being the bond tap, the issue of additional bonds, which we completed in February. And then on top, I would say the traditional part being the finance costs accrued till the end of September and then eventually paid in the course of October. The change in working capital, where we talked about the CapEx spend of 33.5 in the first 9 months. And then the positives coming from, or the reductions at least, and net debt coming from the additional factoring inflow and other cash flow movements, which are largely driven by the generated EBITDA in the first 9 months of the year. So I would now gladly give back the words to Jacques to talk about or to give you some insights on quarter four, and at least until the Q&A session, enjoy the rest of the call.
Thank you, Stephen. So some words on quarter four and what we look forward. So as usual, we continue to do a full assessment of all the external dynamics. You know that for raw materials, now our visibility on for quarter four is really good, and we expect even to be a little bit better than what we anticipated. We should be more or less in line with the level of quarter three. So good news on that side. As we already said, we entered into a forward currency hedge contract, and which is valid until end of December. And obviously, with our hedging committee, we are all the time reviewing, and we're going to decide the type of measures we would take in order to reduce the volatility for next year. So this is ongoing. Looking at a little bit more on the next slide, slide 22, what we're busy with. I want to emphasize that whilst defining the 2014 priorities, that's what we do, we're looking at it, we're doing our budgeting and so on, and implementing the first changes, we stay completely focused on delivering 2013. So 2013 is very top of mind. And we're working on both volume and margins. And as you know, we are focused low-cost producer company. And this stays also very high, and it stays in our gene, which means that we are continuing to drive efficiencies across the whole organization. That's like, and that's going to go on like that for the future too. So this from ends up the presentation, but before moving into the Q&A, I would like to hand over to Simon Henderson from TPG, who is one of our board members, and he is with us on the call today to make an announcement. So, Simon, the floor is yours.
Thanks, Jack, very much, and good afternoon, everybody. I just wanted to say a few words on behalf of both TPG and Goldman Sachs, the two majority shareholders, regarding a change that the company's making to the board. The board has approved the appointment of Paul Walsh, recently departed Chief Executive Officer of Diageo, to replace Adrian Bellamy as Chairman of the company, effective 1st of January 2014. And we wanted to communicate this directly to you on this call. So as many of you will know, Paul has had a distinguished career in consumer goods. He joined Grand Met Brewing Division in 1982, becoming a director of Diageo in 1997, and then chief executive for almost 13 years between September 2000 and July of this year. And during this time, Paul has successfully led Diageo to become really a global powerhouse in the drinks industry with a tremendous record of profitable growth in both mature but importantly in emerging markets, combined with a continuous focus on cost and margin. So someone with Paul's experience of building, you know, a highly profitable global business is exactly what we sought at this point in our journey from, you know, European leader in retail brands becoming a broader geographic player with significant business today, as you know, and exciting growth potential in the Middle East, in North Africa, in Eastern Europe and Russia, as well as selected markets further afield like Australia. These are all markets where Paul has significant experience. And you'll be aware that our business today is around 40% branded, up from 33% in 2012, and less than 20% not so long ago, and that the vast majority of our business outside of Europe is indeed branded. So we're very pleased to have Paul coming on board. It remains for me to thank Adrian for his services to the group over the last 3 years. He's done an outstanding job helpfully and skillfully overseeing the transition from Michael Teacher and Chris Parrott to now Charles, Jack, and the new management team that's come together over the course of 2013 and is now complete and fully in place. So we're very appreciative of Adrian for that and also his wise counsel along the way. So I finally just wanted to thank you all for your continued support. Very much appreciated.
Thank you very much. Want to thank you for attending our call. Once again, we think it was a great quarter, and we're very happy with it. So thank you. Thanks again, and let's close it here. Bye.
Thank you. This concludes Ontex's third quarter results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.